All right, Jabo, say good morning.
Morning.
Let's begin. So we left off, it's section 2, chapter 6. Okay, so we left off Haba'ayah Shelanu. So page Kuf Lamed Beis, Haba'ayah Shelanu, pretty much right in the middle of the page. So we'll say, if you remember again, so yesterday the Mechaber was talking about this idea that in general, we only want things because we feel that they're going to make us happy. And if we felt content with what we have, ultimately we would not desire something additional. He gave the example yesterday of the rich man who was offered the wonderful opportunity of a basement apartment and yet somehow turns down that opportunity because he simply says, what I have is great. So the Mechaber writes, Ba'ayah shelanu, our problem, she'enenu ma'asim es ha'matzav ha'tevi shelanu kimitsuyan. Our problem is that we don't identify our state of being, our present state of being, as excellent, as beautiful, as wonderful. Yesh lanu hakol, we don't identify that indeed we really have everything. Ha'pasuk omer, the pasuk says, Arum yatzasi mi beten imi, va'arum ashuv shama. So the pasuk says, I came out naked from the womb of my mother, and naked I will return there. Va'anu tofsin, now what does that pasuk mean? Va'anu tofsin zos b'muvan hashlili. Now the truth is, generally, we actually understand this pasuk in a negative way. What's the negative connotation of it? He says, Adam nolad b'li klum. So generally, the way we understand it is, we're born with nothing, and we die with nothing. We're born with nothing, we die with nothing. So meaning we spend a lifetime trying to acquire. And the truth is, this could also be understood in a physical sense, and as well as a spiritual sense, that, you know, we spend a lifetime trying to acquire materialism, and the truth is, it's never enough for us. And in the other hand, on the spiritual level as well, even if we make a dent and we try to do a little bit, there's so much more we could have done. So we come in with nothing, we go out with nothing. But look what the Mechaber says, Vizotos, but this is a mistaken understanding of the pasuk. Adam lo nolad bliklum. No, it's not true. A person is not born with nothing. Hu nolad im hakol. In reality, a person is born. A person is born with everything. Rak shenafsho shel ha'adam misrageles lachshov sirvos. In reality, we're born with everything. But the soul of man begins to think in the following way. Tzarech hazeh v'tzarech hazeh. Sirvos, but as we mature, so to speak, and as we get older, we begin to think to ourselves, I need this and I need that. Ula'at la'at adam misragel. And then over time, a person becomes habituated to thinking, ah, I'm missing this, and I'm missing that. Ad sheberabos hayamim, until over time, Adam sameach, a person who was happy, hafach lihios matzrich nadir, becomes exceptionally high maintenance. So it's such a profound yisod. We come into this, and the truth is, you see it. What is a child, you know, I always think the greatest mussar with young children is, you know, you could buy the fanciest toys and you could, you know, you could the most, you know, this is going to enable learning and stir the brain and this and that. And what does the kid like to do? The kid likes to take out a pot, you know, and bang against it, right? That's the greatest, that's the mechaya. That's the mechaya for the child. Because what the mechaber is saying over here is, Arum yatzasi beten imi, the truth is, a child feels complete. A child doesn't feel like they're lacking anything. A child feels absolutely complete with what it is that they have. It's just that over time, we become complicated. And the truth is, interestingly enough, where you also see this very often is on the other side, an older person, very often older people, again, all they really desire, all they really need is company, is love, very, very basic, very basic human needs. So the Mechaber says the difficulty in life is everything between birth and old age. That's where we become a little bit more complicated, where we begin to require a number of different things in order to make us feel complete. And it's those needs that ultimately make us feel deficient. We have to begin to look at life totally differently. Dugma pshuta. Let me give you a simple example. Adam over berachov. Person is walking on the street. Veroya pirsumos aldiras fe'er b'migdal migurim b'koma tishas shehim ha'no'im nofliya. Person is walking in the street, and what do I see? I see an advertisement for high-rise buildings right on the water, right on the ocean. And I see that there's an advertisement for an apartment on the 19th floor with beautiful ocean views. Sounds good. La'achar mikan, hu mafchin shebecholor haru'a shel chanos vehitim, no da'a mutzages sofa yukratit. And what happens? And right in the, so after I see this advertisement, so what happens? I pass by a furniture store, and in the showroom of the furniture store, I see that they have a beautiful sofa on sale, very expensive sofa, but it's on sale. So what happens, says in the Chaber, hu kvar medamien berosho, eich ze yira shu yoshev ala sofa im iton biyad. So now what happens in my mind's eye? I see myself on the 19th floor, the 19th floor apartment, sitting on that sofa with my newspaper in my hand, looking out the window. Ragua v'nichoach, I feel so, I could see myself being so relaxed. B'salon diraso, in my living room, asher b'koma t'shashay menof l'yam. So I see myself in my living room on the 19th floor of my apartment with the ocean view, and I'm so relaxed, and I'm so happy. Kach holchos hamachshavos v'zormos lahen barosho. So the Gemara says, this is exactly how man gets himself into trouble. Because I will say then, what ends up happening is, my feeling becomes that in order for me, that what happens, I associate that newfound life, that new life, that mental image, that's when I'll be tranquil. That's when I'll be happy. That's when I'll feel complete. And by definition, without even realizing what I've done, I've created for myself a new expectation, a new ratzon, a new desire. And now remember, I will say what ratzons do, what desires do. So a ratzon, a will, a desire for something, creates an expectation that it's that something that will give me happiness. It's that something that will give me peace, which means that until I have it, by definition, I don't feel in a state of peacefulness and tranquility. Mawatos. So what's the mistake that we make? Adam Savor, she'ata chasera lo hadira bekoma tishasrei. So what happens? Now, what I begin to feel is something's missing. And what am I missing? I'm missing the 19th floor apartment with the beautiful ocean view and the expensive sofa. And when I have them, I will be tranquil. I'll look at the ocean from my apartment. And life will be so good. Everything will be so perfect. I will finally be so happy. So what's it? You see over here with the Mechaber, and the truth is, okay, he's giving a dramatic example of this with the 19th floor apartment, but this is Meisim B'chol Yom with all our different things in life. We see something, we want it, we want it for good reasons. Why do we want it? Because if I have that, I'll be tranquil. If I have that, I'll be happy. If I have that, life will be good. And what ends up happening is that creates the ratzon. When that creates the ratzon, then by definition, now I begin to think in a way that the only way I will be happy is if I get that thing. Avala emesi. But the truth is, shem ya'atzor l'rega v'yomar la'atzmo. If a person stops for just a moment and thinks to themselves and says the following, matzav ke'es tov yoser. The truth is, my present state is pretty good. My present state is really good. Any road to bechol elu. The truth is, I don't really want all of these things. Machmos shashalva sheyish lili lifnei haratzom tigzol mimeni miyad kishe eretzes hadavar. I will say, if a person begins to think to themselves, okay, I see the advertisement for the 19th floor apartment, looks really beautiful, but if I begin to desire that, I just have to understand what that's going to do. That's going to steal away any, that ratzon will steal away any tranquility that I presently have. If I begin to desire that, then by definition, I will begin to feel deficient until I have it. If a person begins to think this way, lefesa, who yigala benafsho shalva amuko yoser, Me'ashalva shahaisi yichola lihios lo bekomat shas, right? Im noflian. So we'll say, the Mechaber suggests something very interesting. The Mechaber says, before you desire something, make sure that it's worth desiring. Why? Because the moment that you begin to desire it, the moment that you have a rotzon for it, the moment that you feel you need it, what happens? It will steal away any degree of present tranquility that you have. Because what rotzon does is that rotzon says, you need this in order to be happy. You need this in order to be tranquil. And the moment you need it is the moment you cannot be happy, you cannot be tranquil without it. So the Mechaber essentially says the key to life success is to determine and to moderate what you want. Decide what you really want, because the moment that you want it is the moment that you will feel no rest until you actually acquire it. All right, we'll stop over here. We'll pick up a mirror session with this section tomorrow. Yeah.